very terrible life, because our being here, our survival is only through you and support. Without this, we cannot even live for 2 days. So every month, 10 people may have one bag of 50 kilos. It is only their life. But even though the government did nothing for us, but we are not his own people. Because we don't blame them, but this is a country. Without support from UN, you can hear different news. Within 1 month, more people may die.
That is Reverend Peter Chual Guor, head of a family of nine, describing how his family depends on food from the UN's World Food Program at an internally displaced persons camp in Juba. Gwet Kwang Mabel lives in a community for displaced people in Tochriak village in Lier County, south of the Unity State capital, Bentiu. Kwang, who is a father of six, says he and his family has been surviving on WFP food aid since 2014 after conflict spread to the area. Kwang says he and his family used to receive about 50 kilograms of sorghum, 3 liters of cooking oil, and around 26 kilograms of lentils every month for 8 years. He says most people in his community have been entirely dependent on WFP food aid. Kwang says suspending food aid now means his family is left to wander around looking for wild plants to survive on.
Community are not able to cultivate their own food because of the price. People are not allowed to cultivate because there are armies who normally go and attack people when they are farming. Number two, the flood that came in 2019 also added to the crisis that is happening. Community farms are already washed by flood.
James Chual, a voluntary teacher in one of the schools in Lier County, heads a family of nine. His family has depended on UN food rations since 2014. Chual says in the past few months, WFP cut its food rations and the assistance no longer is enough for most people. He says some people are thinking of options such as moving into refugee camps in Sudan or a UN-run IDP camp in Bentiu to survive.
You know, always we depend on water lily and the wild fruit in the forest. You know, people used to fish. Fishing is the one alternative, and the wild fruit in the bush, because this is normal thing that community used to, if there are no food, used to do to survive with.
The World Food Program's decision to suspend food aid to 1.7 million camps at the worst possible time as South Sudan faces a year of unprecedented hunger. On Tuesday, the WFP said over 60% of the population in South Sudan is grappling with severe food insecurity during the rainy season, fueled by continuing conflict, severe flooding, drought, and soaring food prices exacerbated by the crisis in Ukraine. Musa Mahad is the WFP communications officer in South Sudan.
WFP had exhausted all options before suspending food assistance, including cutting the rations in 2021, leaving families in need with less food to eat. These latest reductions to assistance will also impact some 178,000 school children who will no longer receive daily school meals, a crucial safety net that helps keep South Sudanese children in school to learn and grow. More drastic reductions will be unavoidable unless more funding is received.
The latest Integrated Food Security Phase Classification Assessment warned that 7.74 million people in South Sudan will face severe acute hunger at the height of the rainy season between June and August, while 1.4 million children will be acutely malnourished. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.